Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Caruso. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Will Cordero. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chad Kroeter. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Sirotka. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting second. The third baseman, John Valentin. Batting third. The shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Damon Buford. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting sixth. The DH, Billy Ashley. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Benjamin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Donnie Sadler. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jason Varitek. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tim Wakefield. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Durham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Varitek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Caruso hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Lewis strikes out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Cameron. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Nomar Garcia-Para batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Garcia-Para hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cordero juggles the ball. That's an error on Cordero. Valentin scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garcia-Para moves to second. Troy O'Leary batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cordero throws to second for one, and Caruso throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Garcia-Para scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Billy Ashley is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ashley takes first base on ball 4. O'Leary moves to second. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. O'Leary scores. Ashley moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Donnie Sadler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Sadler hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ventura strikes out. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cordero hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Varitek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Lewis moves to second. Two outs. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Garcia Parra is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia Parra hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sirotka fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lewis moves to third. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a pop-up beyond short. Caruso can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Lewis scores. Garcia Parra moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cameron hits a line drive towards first. Benjamin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kreuter takes first base on ball 4. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Caruso is 0 for 1 in the game. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Sadler fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Ashley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ashley hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Benjamin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Benjamin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Donnie Sadler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Benjamin. The throw from Kreuter and he is safe. Benjamin steals second. Donnie Sadler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sadler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sadler hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Varitek batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Varitek is 0 for 1 in the game. Varitek takes first base on ball 4. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Benjamin scores. Varitek moves to second. It's 5-0, Red Sox. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Valentin hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Benjamin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Garciaparra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garciaparra hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Buford is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0-1. O'Leary is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Ashley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ashley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ashley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Benjamin is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Durham fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ordonez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garciaparra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cordero is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wakefield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cameron is 0-for-1 in the game. Cameron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sadler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chad Kreuter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There goes Cordero. The throw from Varitek and he is safe. Cordero steals second. Chad Kreuter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Kreuter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kreuter takes first base on ball 4. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The ball gets by Varitek for a passed ball. Cordero moves to third. Kreuter moves to second. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham hits a pop-up beyond short. Garciaparra can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Cordero scores. There goes Kreuter trying to get to home. O'Leary throws the ball into Varitek who tags Kreuter, who's trying to score from second, for the out. It's 6-1, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jason Baer now pitching. Donnie Sadler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadler is 0-2 in the game. Sadler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Varitek batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Varitek is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Varitek hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lewis is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis hits a fly ball towards center. Cameron settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Cameron. Varitek moves to second. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Valentin is hit by the pitch. Varitek moves to third. Lewis moves to second. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Garciaparra is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Garciaparra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Varitek scores. Lewis scores. Valentin moves to third. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Buford is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Buford strikes out. 2 outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0-3 in the game. O'Leary takes first base on ball 4. Garciaparra moves to second. Billy Ashley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashley is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 12-1, Red Sox. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Benjamin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cordero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caruso is 0-2 in the game. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Benjamin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Caruso for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Bell reaches second base with a double. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-2 in the game. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Donnie Sadler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sadler is 0-3 in the game. Sadler hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bell who is chasing the ball. Sadler reaches third base with a triple. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Varitek is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Varitek strikes out. 1 out. Darren Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 2-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 14-1, Red Sox. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Valentin strikes out. 2 outs. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Garciaparra is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Garciaparra hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Varitek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cordero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cordero takes first base on ball 4. Ordonez moves to second. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 0-for-2 in the game. Cameron hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ordonez moves to third. Cordero moves to second. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kreuter is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. Ordonez scores. Cordero moves to third. 2 outs. It's 14-2, Red Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Benjamin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Brian Ward now pitching. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Buford hits a pop-up beyond short. Caruso can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. O'Leary strikes out. 1 out. Billy Ashley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Ashley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Ashley reaches second base with a double. Buford moves to third. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Benjamin is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Benjamin hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford tags and scores. Ashley tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 15-2, Red Sox. Donnie Sadler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sadler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Sadler hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Reyes now pitching. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Caruso is 0-for-3 in the game. Caruso hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Jeff Abbott pinch hits for Albert Bell. Jeff Abbott batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Abbott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sadler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to third. 2 outs. Greg Norton pinch hits for Robin Ventura. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norton hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Ayer now pitching. Jeff Abbott now playing left field. Greg Norton now playing third base. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Varitek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Varitek strikes out. 1 out. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Valentin hits a line drive into left field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis now playing center field. Darren Bragg now playing right field. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ordonez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Paro fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Will Cordero batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cordero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sadler scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Mike Cameron batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 0 for 3 in the game. Cameron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sadler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 15, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.